as a way to avoid that regret. Maybe for the first time since becoming a dad, I thought about how I would talk to my girls about the really important stuff, and when. Should I wait until things come up in their lives and try to comment on them as they happen? Should I hold my tongue until I'm asked? Should I be reading 548-page books by guys with degrees in child psychology and taking notes? What if my daughters won't listen to me? What if they think I'm too pushy, annoying, dumb, out of touch? What if I give lousy advice? Needless to say, sleep did not come easily. Over the next few days, I thought a lot about the best advice I've gotten and where it came from. I realized pretty quickly that the stuff that's helped me most in life came from all kinds of different sources, but always in the same way. Supportively. Conversationally. I don't think I've followed a single piece of guidance that was given to me by someone who was lecturing. Nothing that started with, "Let me tell you something," or "You need to listen to this," has ever sunk in very deep. All the good stuff has come in conversation, usually with people who are simply passing along their own experiences. Suddenly, parenting didn't seem quite so daunting. Maybe I didn't need to have a series of lectures prepared. They'd likely fall on deaf ears anyway. But instead, I could focus on explaining to my girls how I had come upon my own beliefs. I needed to be able to tell them not only what I'd learned, but also how I'd learned it. Of course, that still left the problem of the bus.